Okay, last we met, we learned Sif Zayin, which, as I told you, is the Iker Sif in these halachis, and that is the beginning of Pesach HaKarata. Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin, we learned through, and again, to sum up in brief, the rule of charata is that it has to be a charata me'ikara. The charata has to be a regret that you ever did it in the first place. The example I mentioned is somebody who let's say had a heart condition and he was mekabel on himself to exercise, and it worked, and now he's all better, and he made a neder that he'll exercise, that they won't eat meat. And now he says, Avcharata, I want to eat meat. Now the doctor said I can eat meat. That's not called Charata. That's not Charata Meikara. He's very happy he made the neder originally because it helped him. And now he wants it to come to an end. That's not called Charata Meikara. So that's the example that's brought. And a Pesach is something that Ilu Yodati, or Ilu Samti Alev. Had I known a piece of information, I wouldn't have made the neder. Or Ilu Samti Alev, had I thought about it. And that's even something which comes later. Even something which occurred later and he wasn't aware of at the time is also okay. But the Shach said, and everybody agrees with it, Shach Yudalid, because he brings it from Lekaman Sif Yud Beis, that the condition of a Pesach, it has to be a davar hashchiach. If it's something that's shchiach, then it's a good Pesach. Otherwise, it's noilad. Otherwise, it's something that's created later. Now, shchiach doesn't mean that it happens often. It means that it's something you might have thought of. The Gemara's example is Dasam Vaviram, where Moshe Rabbeinu made a neder to stay, a shvua, to stay with Yisrael. And then the Rabbanu Shalom told him, Meisu Anoshem HaMavakshim Es Nafshecha. So the Gemara understands that he was Matan Neder based on that. So the Gemara says, Misa is, funny expression, Misa is Ein Paiska Ben Nailad. Get it? So he says that it's something that came later. It's not Shriach. What? Right, he made it. He was afraid to go back to Mitzrayim because of Dasam Vaviram. So he was mad to Nedek. Had he known they died? So the Gemara says that it's Nailah. So the Gemara says no, they were Nisani. They became Aniyim. They were Yardum Lechaseyim, and that apparently is more Shchiach than people dying. Apparently, maybe in those days, not these days. I don't know. But is it understood?
It's only because he has this problem. When the problem goes away, of course, same thing with Moshe.
He should have said so. See, that's the whole din of Pesach. The whole din of Pesach is that even if it's a neder that would be understood, you still need Hataras Nedarim. We're going to have cases later where you don't need Hataras Nedarim, which are so obvious that it doesn't need, but typically speaking, it needs Hataras Nedarim. That's the idea. I want to be masber between the 2 days of Yom Tif, and an explanation of this. I spoke about Hataras Nedarim, the fact that it's so strange that for Nedarim you need a Bezdin, and for Basa B'Cholav Shailas you could pass yourself. The Basa B'Cholav Shailas could be worth thousands of dollars, and the Nedarim not. So I mentioned the Rambam and the Chinuch. There's also Ramban, which I didn't get to. All three explain tremendous insight. I should give credit. There's a sefer. The name of the sefer is Kol Nidre, but it's not about Yom Kippur. It's a sefer on Hilchos Nedarim. It's somebody in Eretz Yisrael put out fairly recently. I found it in the library in Ar Samech when I was there this summer. It's a wonderful sefer. And in the back, he has a few shtickle of Torah, and the first one is this Yisayid, the following Yisayid. The Yisayid that the Torah says, Lo Yachel Devarai, which means don't let words be chulin. Don't let words be nischalel. The Torah said that even though it's clear to you, you have a Pesach to be matir neder. Obviously, he made a diet because he wanted to lose weight. You obviously have a Pesach to be matir neder. Afal pikein, you have to go out and be matir neder. It shouldn't be, the Lashon of the Rambam is, that that words could be nisbatel b'shot nefesh, easily. It shouldn't be something that happens easily. And that's why shlichus is no good. The Radvaz on the Rambam. The Rambam says, we'll have it later, you can't make a shliach for Taras Nadarim. Why not? Shlichus works for everything else. It works for Gittin and Kedushin. Why shouldn't it work for Taras Nadarim? So Radvaz says, the Torah didn't want that your words could be bottled by themselves. Rotzal Torah, she is bayish atzma, is the Lashon. If a person is embarrassed, they have to go to a chacham and to be matir neder. The chinuch lashon is even stronger. The chinuch in mitzvah lamed, which is nedarim. There he says the Torah wanted she is vade lachacham. You say vidui to the chacham. I said words without thinking. I didn't think of all the possibilities, and you should go and be matir neder. So the idea of Torah nedarim, even though it's clear that something's a pesach, in order matir nidrei atzmai. A person can be matter his own nedarim, and Hataras Nedarim is through has to be dafka through the tircha of going through the process.
Isn't there a clear sakasa Yaakov the Baruch Hu Eino Meichel Balachei Meichel? So that's why he can't pass it for himself.
Right. So the Ramban says, why is it Yaakov Devaro? Why does it say Le'Yavar Devaro? So he explains this lamedus that Le'Yachal the Torah wanted that in the Kavanas HaTorah in the whole process. That he shouldn't be mechit. That word shouldn't be cholin. A person's words. He has to be faithful to words, and we don't easily dismiss them. That's the idea. You're right. It's a drasha, but it's an explanation of the drasha. Okay. Now, at the end of the Mechaber in Siv Zayin, he said the last few lines. Interesting thing, Rabbi Kiva Eger, look at the Rabbi Kiva Eger on that. Shom Siv Zayin is a very appropriate Rabbi Kiva Eger for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Rabbi Kiva says, Vafilu Pesach Shemaguf HaNeder V'chein Bo'isar Alatzamei B'tnai V'myavar Aveira Ployness. Someone says, if I do such and such an aveira, then I'll never eat ice cream again. Someone makes such a shvua. If I do this aveira, I'll never eat ice cream again. He says, if I miss my kriya shema, I'll never do it again. So ubava omar avarti aveira ployness umischarit. So now he wants to be matir neder. He says, I did the aveira. He has charata. If you had known that you're going to do the Aveira, would you have made a neder to ask the ice cream on yourself? Obviously not. So he says, this is different than other Hataras Nedarim. Normal Hataras Nedarim, it depends on an external factor. It depends on something happening outside of you. And here you tell the b'das atzmai. Still, abzek tell the b'davar acher the yitzrei tokfai. Hear what he says? Then when you say, "If I do an aveira," you're being told it in somebody else, the yitzahara, because his yitzahara forced him. Mechoshum hachi mikri gam kein noilat hamotzui. Hear what he says? Noilat hamotzui. Well, what does a person make a nether? He won't do an aveira. It's an aveira. He never does. He doesn't make a nether, right? It's only something that he's afraid will be over that he makes a nether. So it's called noilat shchiach.
He wants an incentive.
He wants an incentive.
Yeah, but the fact that he
made a nether
kept him from doing the aveira for 4 weeks. So why does he have charot?
See, you don't have charot. It's a Pesach. Had I known that this would happen, that's why he's saying it's matzui, right? It has to be a davar shchiach. So memela, it's good.
If he does truth, he still needs a thousand times.
If he does tshuva, he's Eichel Mafreya, I mean. Depends if tshuva is Eichel Mafreya, or tshuva is Eichel Mafreya, kind of labba.
Is isn't part of the
children. What?
The darim isn't part of the children. You're not just saying empty words. You're putting your money where you know. Your mouth is sort of like really but, doing something about it.
Okay, he means tshuva on the Averu, which caused the nether to happen. Oh. There's a fascinating Rabbi Chanan. He answers a kasha everybody struggles with. There's a stir in Shas. If this kibbut aveim achar misa, if the father passes away or mother passes away, or only or not. I'm saying it wrong. There's a stir in Shas if Aviv Rasha, if there's a chi of kibbut aveim on a father who's a Rasha, if there's a chi of a not. There's a Gemara in Ezeh Neshech. It talks about if the father died, if you have to return his ribbis that he took. So the Gemara says if it's a bezayin for his father, that's a davar anikr, so he should return it. So Gemara says, "Now chayvin kibbut aveim." He's ain't oisa ma'isa amcha. He took ribbis. So Gemara says he did tshuva. He did tshuva. Why didn't he return it? He did tshuva. He didn't get around to returning. All right. But the Gemara says beferush there's no kibbut aveim on Aviv Rasha. What? Right. That's what Gemara says. He did tshuva. That's right. Gemara says he did tshuva at the end. Right, yeah, the tshuva at the end, and there wasn't enough time to return the ribs. So they struggle with the kasha. The Gemara there says there's no kibbut aveim in Aviv Rasha. The Gemara brings, I remember, second Gemara that there is kibbut aveim in Aviv Rasha. So Rabbi Chanan says a fantastic part. Listen to Rabbi Chanan. It's about tshuva. Rabbi Chanan says tshuva, a complete tshuva is oiked aveir lemafreya. It makes as if there was never an aveir. He says, if Aviv Rasha is still alive, you have to be mechabed him. So you can't take a chance. He may do tshuva tomorrow. He'll be oikir lemafreya, and it turns out he wasn't a Rasha at the time you weren't mechabed him. But if he died a Rasha, that's the Gemara Zanesha. Once he dies a Rasha, he can't do tshuva anymore. There's no kibbut aveim on Aviv Rasha. Yeah, yeah.
If he takes the ribbis, isn't that the tshuva?
They're two different things. If the son returns it, it's not tshuva for the father, no. You can't do tshuva for someone else. Tshuva, you got to do yourself.
You can, but doesn't that help the din somewhere?
No. No. It's not like a neva. Tshuva is a mitzvah saseh of a chayei chichayimach to return it. It was given to you willingly. It's not like a neva. Ribbis that was given willingly, it's yours. Just as a mitzvah chayei chichayimach, a mitzvah saseh to return it. But of course, part of tshuva is to return it, but you can do tshuva independently. Okay, now let's see the last Ramah. There's a point I want to make from this last Ramah. The point I really want to make is that it's rare, it's truly rare that a neder does not have a Pesach. Because you want to be matan neder, unless it's a type of shua neder to do a mitzvah, but it's rare that a neder or a shua doesn't have a Pesach. And I'd like to show it to you from this Ramah and explain it. Nagu lahachmir velasis micharota Pesach. He says, we're not matan nedarim based on charota. We learned this last time. Because maybe it's not a real charota. So we make a Pesach out of the charota. After he says he has charata that he ever did it, I'm like, ilu yedata shetischaret kolum nadarta. Do you hear this Pesach? You tell a person, had I known that I would have charata later, would you have made the neder? That's a Pesach. Now, obviously, if a person is coming to mount the neder, he now has charata on what he did earlier. And basically, that means that every single person that comes to Ataras Nedarim, you make a Pesach. You say, had you known that you'll have Charata later, would you have made a Neder? And that itself is a Pesach.
That's the Rav's
question. Incredible Pesach.
Is there anything which you can't find an opening?
So that's the thing. It seems from here that just about every case you can have an opening. Now, Shlomo Zalman writes something which is mind-boggling. The Gemara's example of not having Charata is when a person says, like I told you before, that that a person was makabel. He had, like I said, he had a heart condition. He was makabel not to eat meat. And then it got better. So it's not a charata because he's happy he did it. He just doesn't want it to continue. So on that, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, but you could tell him, had you known you're going to get better, would you have made it lizman? Obviously the answer is yes. You follow? No, the person was saying there's some nadarim you can't say charata because you're happy you did it originally. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says even those you could say, had you known, you would have made it lizman. So vaita, a charata, I didn't make a lizman. So again, it comes out if you almost never have a neder ashur, it doesn't have a pesach. According to that, yeah. Why is the Gemara say that? I don't know. Pesach loy shchia. Well, this helps for charata that you're not mischar meikara. It doesn't. I don't know if it helps for a pesach loy shchia. That's ematir and benayla. Yeah. So the chumri is we're not mati acharata alone. Maker adin. If somebody not the example I just gave in a regular case where a person says, I got angry at him, and that's why I said it. After Charot, I got angry. So that's really enough to be Mataneder. But we're afraid that it may not be true. And maybe at the time, he would have, even if he had not been angry, he would have made the Neder. So therefore, we go back and we turn the Charot into a Pesach. In case the Charot is not totally true, we turn the Charot into a Pesach. That's it. When you adjust the kesha, you say l'shem mitzvah tefillin. I'm just telling everybody else they should know. Okay. Now this Rabbi Kivega is a Ramban. The Taz in Shichov Gimel and Yena Taz, the long Taz, in his long, let's call it a tirade against Ataras Nadarim. The Taz. Obviously, he doesn't bring Rabbi Kiv Eiger. He lived before Rabbi Kiv Eiger. But the Taz brings this Ramban, that if someone did an Aveira, that you could, that's enough of a Pesach. That did the Aveira, that's a Pesach. So he says, every single person that's over on Neder did an Aveira. Right? He says, every single person who does, he made a Neder and he did an Aveira is over. So that's a Pesach. As you know, you can do an Aveira. Nobody likes Aveiras. Would you have made an Eder? So that, yes, that should be a Pesach. You can never give anyone. Gemara is a machlokes if Nadarim is a lavsha, yeah, imbay ma'isa, akimus v'sayim, have a ma'isa. Well, what are you worried about? It's you always have a Pesach. No one will ever get a einish for Nadarim or for Nazir. Every Nazir, leitishta, he drinks, but he has a Pesach. He can always be matan Eder. It's interesting. He brings the Taz brings Taisvis and Gittin Taisvis asks every neder you give Asra on Nazir it's Hasra Safik. The Taisvis Kasha. So the Taz says Hasra Safik. It's Hasra Zbadai. There's no Shaila. If the guy is going to get about to get Malkus, he'll definitely be Matan Neder. The Taz says Hasra Safik. He might be Matan Neder. So Taz says, Hasra Safik is Hasra Zvadai. They're going to give him Malkus, right? There's a Bezdin right there. They're giving him Malkus. So tell the Bezdin, had I known that this would happen, I would have never made the Neder. It's true. So, it's a Hasra, it's Vadei Lav Hasra. Yeah, so he says, why Hasra Safik? The Sadeh Vadei Neder. Vadei, right? So the Taz brings the Marsha. Marsha there says in Gittin that if the person was Iver, we won't be Mataneder. We're not going to be Mataneder for a person who's Iver. If he's a straight person, we'll be Mataneder. A person's Iver and he makes himself a nausea, he drinks. Marsha says we won't be Mataneder for him. So the Taz says, why not? Why not? If the Torah, same Torah that said you get Malkus, said you can be Mataneder, then why not? Why not be Mataneder? So in this, in the Sefer Kol Nidre, he uses this, the Rambam and the Ramban to explain it. The whole parasha of Ataras Nadarim is, why you need Ataras Nadarim? Why can't you just paskin for yourself? The whole Ataras Nadarim is, Layachal Devaray, that that a person's word shouldn't be chulin. It shouldn't be dvarim shel ma'abakach. You say things, you over, and bang, you have a Pesach. Imagine, if you didn't eat bezin, you could have your own Pesach. So you make nedarim, and then you always have a Pesach. Who doesn't have a Pesach to be matter? So the Torah dafka wanted lo yechal dvarim, that people's words shouldn't be light. It shouldn't be someone's over bishad nefesh. So the Mela, he says, that's the Hezra and the Marsha. The Marsha says that if a person is going to be Iva, we're not going to Matineda. That's a chil devaray. That's be mechal words. Every single Nazir who's Iva, we're going to be Matineda. So that's how he explains the Marsha. The Marsha says it. Even though there's a good Pesach Ataras Nedarim, we don't just go around being Matineda.
If someone's a real big Russia, and it's like a murderer, something like that.
He wants Malkus?
He says he makes a neder. He has the ability. He's going to kill five more people, and then he says, "Oops, you know, I have charata or something. So now I can let me go to a chacham and get out." Why are you gonna, someone who's had a history of being such a Russia and such rishus and all? How far do we go to letting him?
You know, if the Marsha says if you're Iver, it's a chil devaray. He's not Iver, it's not a chil devaray. Now, someone makes a shua, he's going to kill somebody, it's not chal, because he already made shua on Har Sinai, he's not going to kill anybody. So it doesn't quite work, but, he made a neder, stick his tongue out to someone and say, what? When you. So he says that's why Tesis calls it Hasra Suffix. Sometimes you fool people, you won't tell them you are Aver. You just say, I've karata, I made myself a Nazir, and they'll be Matined. So Tesis Hasra Suffix. You'll be able to fool people, and then they'll be Matined, it'll be Chal. But it's not a Vadai, because if we know he was Aver, we're not going to go around being Matined. Well, you're not fooling them in that Taras Nedarim. You're just not telling them that you're Aver later. In the Etzav Taras Nedarim, it's really a good passage. And anyway, this is the site of Pesach and Charata. And let's see. Now we move on to Sifches, to a topic called Cherim. Basically now, we'll have some differences later, but basically. Yeah, the words are used interchangeably. Even though neder and shua are two different things, it's interesting that the Paiskim and the Rishonim, even the Gemara uses it interchangeably. Alright, Sif Ches is Cherim. A Cherim, someone who declares a Cherim. The Cherme Tzibur are well known. The Tzibur said they put someone in Cherim if he violates such and such. But there's Lav Dafka Tzibur, there's a Cherme Yachid, a person Makabal on himself, the Cherim, not to do something or other. Is Cherim a type of Neder, a type of Shvuah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ha Cherim Einay Tzarech Loi Pesach V'Loi Charata. That a Cherim doesn't need Pesach and Charata. We're going to have to see why. So let's see, is it because it's not a Neder Shvua or not? So let's look at Shach Tezayin. What?
What did the guy do? What happened?
He's Mekabel that he should be in Cherim if he doesn't, do his homework. What?
I can't do something. If I put myself in Cherim, you can't talk to me if I.
Right. Right. So let's see Shach Tezayin. It doesn't need a Pesach Charata. It has to be taken off, but it doesn't need a reason to be taken off. It can be declared off.
And how is it taken off?
So let's see. Let's see Shata Zayin. Kloimer, he says, Misha Kibbel Olav Cherim Oinidoi. Lasa is Dava Pliny. The Kabbalah himself in a Cherim or a Nidoi to do such and such. Matim and I say b'loy Pesach or b'loy Charata. It still needs Hatara. It needs Hatara, but it needs neither a Pesach nor Charata. Chaim avur be Rashbatz should be Beis Yosef. speak out to Tashbats in a minute. Aval chermet sibor pshita shein sarach le pesaf le charata. Kidla kama sifchav hay. But aval chermet sibor, it's even more pashit. It doesn't need kidla kama sifchay miu hetet sarach. But it also needs a heter. Vayin la kama reishchav tesaf ches. Where this, these halachas are repeated. Now what? So question is, if you need three or you don't. Now we have a minig that right before Kol Nidre, we have three people. We say Anu Matirin Lespal in Im Ha'Avar Yonim. That's also against the Cheirim. It's not against a. It's not a. There's no Neder, no Shmua there, but it goes against the Cheirim. Shloim Lespal Im Avar Yonim. So there's a minig to be Matir if there's such a Cheirim. It seems so we're already always Matir. Such a cheirim. Now, what is the idea behind the cheirim? It does not require any Pesach at all. The tzibur could remove a cheirim at any time. The tzibur made a cheirim, anybody who does such and such, they can remove it. They could take it off. It says they used to take it off after 30 days.
In Gemara says, that you put yourself in cheirim?
Mekal Cheir means, well, the person usually won't put himself in Cheir. But some Cheir, if, you know, if I miss Minyan again, I should be in Cheir. Yeah.
Put myself in Cheir.
You put yourself in Cheir.
We say that.
So. Cheir v'lo shamta. Yeah, okay. So there's a machlaik you see in the Rishayim, yeah.
Is this the truth?
Yes, there was a cheirim in many kilos to separate yourself from the malshinim. There were many kilos like that. You know, Rabbi Shon Shofar Hirsch made such a. He's a lashon cheirim, but his takana was there was a big machlokes then. There were others who held that you have to try to work with them. Shon Shofar Hirsch said oistrit, you know. Shita was that if you want to be, if you're not part of Klal Yisrael, you're not part, if you separate yourself from Torah, don't come say Kaddish in Orthodox Shul. If you're a member of a Reform synagogue, don't come into Orthodox Shul and say Kaddish.
In his shul, he didn't allow people in that weren't.
That's my understanding. That's my understanding.
That's
what.
They were
chaylik, yeah, yeah. It was a big what. So that I'll explain to Rishayim here, okay. But there's such a thing. That's why Rav Schwab, I once read that Rav Schwab was so against the establishing of the state. Rav Schwab was stronger against the establishing of the state. I mean, you read what he writes, it sounds like the Samer Rebbe. Because he says, our Messiah is Eistrit. We don't work together with Avar Yanim. So how can we rejoice at such a thing? And that was his... Rav Shimon Schwab, I'm talking about. Rav Shimon Schwab also, okay. He writes, his son writes, we have upstairs the English Rav Schwab on Chumash in the introduction. He writes that when the state was established, everyone was rejoicing, and Rav Schwab knew no peace. That's his language. He was not Agnes Nefesh, he knew no peace. He went to the Chazainish to ask him what to do. So he told him, be quiet, because the Tzibor is not going to be Makabal. That's what he writes. Be right, very strong, because there was such the idea of Shalai L'Spalim Avar Yonim was something that existed. Okay, well, what's the lumdis of a cheirim? So we have in the Rishayim two explanations. They don't necessarily argue. The Beis Yosef brings both. Beis Yosef brings in the name of Kama Rishayim. It's at least Taisus, the Rosh, the Ran, and the Rashba. It's at least four Rishayim. Who says that really Cheirim is a Shvuah. Cheirim is a Lashon Shvuah. Why don't you need a Pesach or a Neder? He says, since the minig of a Cheirim, the whole purpose of a Cheirim is a temporary thing, is to put pressure. So since the minig is that way, it's like they make a Tanai Meikara that the Cheirim is Lizman. Right? The Gemara says that we're not matter a Cheirim until 30 days. But the Gemara implies that after 30 days will matter a cheirim. So the idea of a cheirim was always that type of thing, to be a temporary thing. And the meila, so the sheet of these Rishayim is that it is a lasha shvuah. The cherem is a lasha shvua. Just it's kilu hisnu meikara. When you use the word cherem, it's like you made it tanai meikara, that it's something that's luzman. It needs a heter, but as soon as the maskim to be matir, it'll be mutter. That's the sheet of these rishayim. Now the shach alludes to a tashbatz. Beis Yosef brings the tashbatz. Now the tashbatz claims, I say claims because it's disputed. The tashbatz claims he's not arguing with the other rishayim. The tashbatz says that cherem is not a lashon shvuah. They are talking about a typical cherem which was made b'lashon shvuah. Now he's saying that Tosfos in the Rosh and the Rashba are talking about a typical cherem which was made b'lashon shvuah, but the cherem itself is not a lashon shvuah at all, and it doesn't even need hatorah mi'ikar adin. Not like the lashon the shach uses that it needs hatorah. He says it doesn't need a Torah Mi'ikar Adin. A cherem is something which, when it's over, it's over. When you declare it's over, it's over. And that's it. It's sort of a kimel al asra cherem. And according to that, it doesn't need a bezin of three to be matir. You don't need three people to be matir. When you declare the cherem over, then it's over. A cherem comes and goes, so to speak, at will.
So, So
apparently we're chayshish for the other Rishayim that seem to hold that it's a cherem. I think the Gra is mashma. I couldn't exactly follow the Gra Tezvav. I couldn't really follow it. I am Ber HaGayla, so what's the Ber HaGayla? Says a Rambam b'mishnah cherem b'kurash b'tshuva, yeah. So that's a marabokim. Then he says, "Kushes v'says shehik shema ina menada la'acher eini makir, am a cherem u'neder otu amadi la'acher min chosav etzarech hatara." The v'says says somebody seems to be asking, if a person makes a cherem on himself, why does that affect other people? Why does it have to? Why can't someone else come close to him? So he says, "Eini makir." I don't know what's his kasha. If cherem is a neder, otu amadi alachem in the chosam itzarach hatara. If I ask him in the chosam on somebody I need, vashem siv yizayim mechalik pekasha kasa wadin lemanada, eini inyan lekan. Alma itzarach hatara schata chacham begam shomru mefer. But like come a matir, alma ken afar as bal, but pesel v'charot. I think what he's saying is that it's not a neder at all, and v'horaya used the lashon hafara. For cherem, so I think what he's saying is that, like the tashbats, that it doesn't need. I don't know. He's arguing with the Beis Yosef. I don't know what he means by being matmi on the Beis Yosef. It's interesting. There's a gra later. The gra is ayin vav later. Very interesting. Listen to this. In ayin vav, it talks later about a cherem at tzibur. It says kosevat tashbats. Want to hear his raya? The cherem can matir yourself. Share hashvatim kishamatsu yosef hitiru atzmam hacherem. What does that mean? They made a cherem. What cherem is it referring to? Not to tell Yaakov what happened. What tas themselves a bas of yayin. I'm not sure which one he's referring to. But he says they were matir their own cherem. It's derived from the Shvatim. That when they found Yosef, they were matir the cherem. They didn't go find the Bezdin. You know, the matir Nidrei Atzvei. Who would they have found? Yosef and the Menashe and Ephraim, maybe. The Krevim are good. So they were matir Nidrei Atzvei. Interesting, Raya. What? Yosef. He was part of the cherem, not to tell Yaakov, you mean? He was a Kabbal on himself, or was he a Kabbal on himself? Or once they made the cherem, was binding on him for some reason.
But
David was also part of the minyan. You need a minyan to make a cherem, a cherem tzibur, I guess. What? Okay. So I don't know. I can't tell you. But now later in Sif Chaf Hei, we're going to have that a Cherem at Tzibur is the same thing. The idea that you don't need a Pesach and Charata, that when there's a Cherem, the Cherem could come off on its own, is a Sif later. There's a Tshuva Nigras Maisha about a community, I think in South America, if I remember correctly. In the first Yeridei is Tshuva Reish Chav Zayin. It's a long Tshuva, it touches on a lot of different pratim, but once they get to Cherem Eitz Tzibur, it was a community that made a Cherem that they'll always have at least two Sheikhtim. Very dangerous to have one Sheikhtim in town. If you have one Sheikhtim in town and he misbehaves, it's very hard for the Tzibur to get rid of him. So they have Makabel B'Cherem that the community, the Tzibur, will always have two Sheikhtim. And apparently the Tzibur dwindled and they weren't able to keep two Sheikhtim. So they asked Ramesha if the Cherem is binding on them. And Ramesha writes that a Cherem, this rule, that a Cherem at Tzibur doesn't need Hatara. It sounds like an often a din. There's a Tshuva in the Neid B'Yehuda who's Machmir, the Bachar Mitzibur, that you can't be Matei Cherem Eitz Tzibur unless you have a Pesach. Maybe it would have been Pesach anyway. But Ramesha argues in the Neid B'Yehuda. He says, the Stimus HaShulchan Aruch is not that way. And he's mata there to be over on their on the cheirim and to go with only one sheichet.
You say the cheirim comes off anyway, but let's say they made it for a month and he wants to take it off after 2 weeks.
What do you mean?
You said that the reason you don't have to do anything for the cheirim is because it automatically comes off.
It comes off when it doesn't automatically come off. It comes off when they declare it off. But without Pesach HaKarat, it has to be, you have to declare that it's off.
Yeah, that you have to.
Shulchan Aruch is very unclear. Shulchan Aruch, you mean later Sif Chaf Hei? Not just Ein Tzarech Oh, you mean the Lashon, Ein Tzarech LePesach HaKarat is mashma that you need a Bezdin. Oh, you're right, the language is still, you're right. The Lashon, though, later, if you look in Sif Chaf Hei, the Lashon by Cherem is Yesha Matara B'loi Pesach V'Charata Ve'in Sarach Lo Yachid V'loi Gimel Had Yaitais in Sif Chaf Hei. Well, it means they could be Matarit, the Tzibur could be Matarit without going. They came out of their own charamim. They have to go to somebody. If it would be a ned, they have to go to somebody. Siv Chaf Hei says, Nadarim v'charamim shematil na'kohol le'mikri al das rabim afisham al das hamakim al das hakol v'yesh da matara b'loi pesach v'charata v'ein tzarech lo yachid v'ikim oled yaites. It should be more chomer, not more kal. Is it more kal? He says, "Kloimim shkibla chayim demel meisabla chayim mavur b'tashbat chemitzi b'pshita dein tzarach lepesach." Mean the aval pshita. Okay.
Who's matter then?
The tzibur. The tzibur that put on the chayim takes off the chayim. It says a chacham who made the chayim can take off the chayim. Whoever put on. The Gemara Maikon talks about they put people in Cherem for certain infractions that for things that were idle. There is one thing that a Cherem has that the Neder doesn't have, and that the Cherem is chal on the next generation. Normally, a person makes a Neder, he can't make a Neder on somebody who's not born yet. But there's halacha by a Cherem, Cherem of a Tzibur, that it's chal al Neiladim. What? Cherem Ben Gershon, which is chal. So why don't we just take off Cherem Ben Gershon? I guess you have to be a Ben Gershon to take off Cherem Ben Gershon.
Made it for 1,000 years.
What? If you made it till 1,000 years. What? Only Shemisha Kiblu Alav. The Cherem Ben Gershon is only on those that were Makabel. The Sfaradim don't keep Cherem Ben Gershon. Yeah. Cherem is chal on Neiladim. There I have to say, Darvacharm of a Tzibor, of a Kohol.
so that the five people to
the question is in Sif Chaf Hey why it says you know it when it's in Darim V'Charamim again the Tashpat said the other Rishayim said that it's Ki'ilu Hisnu. The other Rishayim said that Cherim is Lashon Shavua, and it's as if you made it Tanai, that's why it comes off without a Pesach. And then the Tashpat said that talking when you made a Cherim B'Lashon Shavua of a Neder. And it's true, it's Ki'ilu Hisnu. But without it, the Tashpat said it's Bechlal not a Shavua. But it's still true what the other Rishayim said, the Cherim B'Lashon Neder is Ki'ilu Hisnu that you can take it off. And that's Sif Chaf Hei. It's temporary until you take it off. It's Kilu Hisnu. What? Chaf Hei. Adam Acharav means a Cherim B'Lashon Neder. When the Tzibur puts someone a Cherim with the Lashonis of Nedarim and Shavuos, so then it's Kilu Hisnu that they have a right to take it off. Because that's the Derech of a Tzibur that enforces its. What? Who's the Tzibur? So today it's hard to know. Once upon a time there was Ayin Tov Ye'ir. There was a community, and there was a Kila. There was such a thing. Ayin Tov Ye'ir, they could sell the shul. So yeah, you know, there's such a thing. Yes. If it says such a thing, it says, I'm not a... I'm not familiar with it, I don't know. You see, there are Rishoyim, and there are people who are... There are people who are Rishoyim to have Yetzirah, and there are people that are Varyanim Bishita. It's two different things. Ramesha writes in the Tshuva, if you have an Orthodox shul without a mechitza, you can daven there, if there are no ladies. You can daven there. If you have a conservative or reform shul with a mechitza, you know, I daven there. It's not the Avera, it's the Shita. That's the thing. Yetzaris, there are some people I hear that have Yetzaris. I don't know. It's true, but...
Okay. But they're not called Avaryanim.
Okay, Siftes. What? Avaryanim means people have Avaryanim Bishita. That's what it means. It doesn't mean someone's Yetzar. Siftes. Paisna Laila Adam Kvairat. Okay, we have here the beginning. The Shulchan Aruch starts to give us examples of things that are appropriate Pesach to be Matan Neder and ones that are not. You can be Pesach, a person that something pastimnished, it's not his honor. Kagoin shenoda legarish his ishtai. He made a neder to divorce his wife. Again, it should say shvua, right? Legarish his ishtai. Pesachin loy ilu yadata shalomachar yiu oimrim. If you would know that tomorrow people are going to say, Mara plaini legarish his ishtai. Why is this man divorcing his wife? El Shemotzola Shem Ra. It must be he found out bad things about her. Nimsis Pagim Banecha. And people are going to talk about your children that maybe from a different man. If you would have known that if you divorce her, you're going to have to pay a ksuba. Lo yisah neider. Boy McCain. He says yes. So that's a heter. So the Badi Ashulchan, he brings from the Netziv, the Chiddush is, he's never to say that he wasn't thinking about the Ksuba. It's not something he was thinking about.
No,
that's what he said, the Chiddush. Without thinking, what? It's a Charata. Well, a Pesach is Lo Samti Alev. That's what it is. Now, there's actually, it's very strange, there's a Tosafot in this Mechaber that no one changes. This mechaber is a Mishnah. The language of the Mishnah is Paiskin Ladam B'Kvayt Atzmai Kagoy Shanada Lagarish Esishrei Paiskin Lai. In the Mishnah it says the following: Paiskin Ilu Yadata She Yaimru B'nei Adam Kach Vestai Shalish Plaini Megarish Es Nashav. That it doesn't say anything about his children. It says Paiskin B'Kvayt Atzmai. They'll say, look at this guy, he goes around divorcing his wife. And then it says Paiskin B'Kvayt Banav. Ilu yadata sheyaimru mam atza pleini davimaitzi shem ra. So the Mishnah really divides it into two. That they'll say about a person that it's not quite atzmai. This man goes around divorcing his wife. So I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch merged the first two. It's kilu it said v'chulu and then they took out the v'chulu. And what? The Aruch HaShulchan brings it. He doesn't say anything about it. He just brings it the way it's brought. What? It's for the second divorce. Okay. Okay. I think today they know his nature already. I don't think today it's a Pesach that if a man divorces his wife, they'll say Nimsa Paigam Banecha. I mean, the divorce is sufficiently common that I don't think those saints are pagas banav. That's bad when they say, yeah, I'll go out with you, just do a DNA test first. I don't think that's I think that's a good Pesach that he doesn't want to do a DNA test. So okay, assessive tests, these are examples. Kvayt Atzmai is a very good example. Right. Like this was added because of the censors. It says in the bottom, "Bizman she'emata b'din malchus v'chei mechal ha'simin," because the czar in Russia, in the time of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan has Hilchus Chayim. Hilchus Chayim is right before Hilchus Avelus. So the title of the simin, if I recall correctly, is Hilchus Chayim. Bizman Shabes Amigdash Ayakayim, something like that. Okay, you know, the Tsar was very upset, you're going to put people in Chayim. And apparently, in the time, when the typeset for the Vilnish Shulchan Aruch was done, they similarly were afraid that that the censors would care what was written here. To us, it's mind boggling that the government cared what the Jews wrote in their in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, that things had to be done. But this is the way it's done. What?
Did they say the Vatican gets subscription
art? They get a subscription. It doesn't mean they use it. Okay. Cardinal O'Connor had a subscription. I don't know if the Vatican had. They get what? Who? Cardinal O'Connor?
You said okay. On the tape that they have to print a copy ever of the Shas printed.
Who has? The Vatican.
Because one of those kings,
not the Vatican, the England, where the king wanted to do a Yibam, and they would let him. Oh, yeah. Okay, Sifyud. Nadar Shalai Lahashal Now here, before Mark said someone made a neder to, he's going to kill someone. So making a neder to kill someone is nisader aisa, so it's probably not chal. I say made a neder to stick his tongue out at the person. It's also nisader aisa. Lo yisayin the wishes hamisa. It's iron. So here the Shulchan Aruch has a case. Nada shloy lahashul kelo mechaveray. I'm not going to do any favors. Or he won't say Shalom Aleichem to him. If he says I won't answer Shalom Aleichem, that's probably an Isser. Gemara says in Brachas, if someone says Shalom Aleichem to you, you don't answer, you have an Isser. But he made a neder, he won't say Shalom Aleichem to somebody. Paiskin lies. Now he wants to be matin neder. Listen to this. Ilu yadata sha'ata oiver aloy sokum. Had you known that you're being oiver on the comma,
so
that you would be able to say, "Oi, aloi sister sachicha bova vecha, loya yisa neider." Had you known that you're over on loisakum on the kama, so the kama is if you're doing it because he did something to you. Loisisna sachicha bova vecha could be it's not the kama, but if loisisna sachicha bova vecha, loya yisa neider. So that is a perfectly good Pesach.
It's written that actually it's something everybody knows. I mean, it's written in Torah. I mean, how could you?
How could you say? Had you known? He knew, and he still did it. He knew, and he still did it. So what? What? Sitar instead. Well, look at Shach Yud Zayin. Helps a little. Shach Yud Zayin says, "Is it a good Pesach?" He says, "Ubaha lo yamina." Maybe we should say he would have done it even though it says my sister. But he has a bezin asking him, had you known your evil sister, would you have done it? So he doesn't have the chutzpah to say, oh, I would have done it anyway. But maybe he would have done it anyway. So Zakhtar Shach, we don't say like chutzpah. Why? Because the Bahanach lechmiri kulihai. He doesn't mean the lechmiri kulihai. He means to people. It doesn't seem so chamrim. They'll say, yes, I would have done it anyway. What does that mean?
Yeah. Like if you say you would have done it anyway,
it
means that you would have done it.
It would be chatzif to tell Bezdin, I would do it anyway. That's because Hanach ksiv yivetayra. See, what does he mean? He means like Sam was saying. He would say, I know it says. We think, I don't know. Okay. If they're over on the lavim, why are they chal? So I don't know what. Only when he does it. And when he makes it there to kill somebody, he's also not over at the time he does it. To the time he kills him. So I'm not sure what the answer is. What? Yeah, but it's funny. He's Mishpamay Marasinai. So I'm not sure. There's a problem here with the Shita Sarambam. The Shita Sarambam is that you only oivel Leisisna Sachicha Bilvavecha if you don't tell him. Leisisna Sachicha Bilvavecha, the Rambam holds, is only if you keep it in your heart. If you hate someone and you say to him, I hate you, so you take off the lav. Like a Kabbalah for Sesame Street. Whoever I hate, I'll tell him, L.A. So, but that must be here because it's a different darga of sinah. If you don't tell him, it's a sinah miskayemes. And if you tell him, then you're more olil to come to some type of explanation. Why do you hate me? And he'll come to what? No. So the question is. What kind of Pesach is it? Like the Rambam, once he said, I'm not doing that guy any favors, why isn't he doing any favors? Obviously, it's because he hates the guy. So it's a bit of an issue. It's a problem. So I remembered that the Stipel and Berchus Peretz has something on this. So right before I went, and when you walked in, I was looking on the Berchus Peretz, Parshas Kedoshim. So in Berchus Parashas Kedoshim it says he brings there three shitas on Leisisna. The Rambam shita is if you tell him you're not over. The Ramban shita is it's not enough to tell him, you have to be mechiach him on what he did wrong. Together. So and the Rambam shita is if you just tell him I hate you, it comes off. The Ramban shita is you have to give him techocha about what he did wrong. And then he brings Rashi Shita that you're over no matter what. And then he says, B'ni, Rav Chaim Shlita, said it shver from this Gemara. V'yesh liyashiv, herachti b'mokim acher. That's what he writes. V'yesh liyashiv, herachti b'mokim acher. So I quickly looked in the stipel on the Dorim, if he has a piece on the Sisna Sechir Bovavach, and he doesn't. And then I looked in the stipel of Makis, if he has a piece, not he, also not. Then I looked at Saita, because the Gemara on Dorim is a Saita too. So those three mesechtes, it's not. So we're left with 33 other possible mesechtes. We are herachti b'makom acher. I assume it's somewhere in the Kiddush Yaakov. Yeah.
These are
No, it's schwer. According to the Rambam, you're not able to say chibul vavecha if you said, "I'm not going to do you any. I'm not going to do any favors."
So
schwer on the Rambam. Yeah, unless the Rambam means you have to tell him. Maybe the Rambam means you have to tell him. If you just you make a
tell him because you're going to maybe start talking.
Right, the idea is you start talking to the guy. Yeah, so is it enough if you tell people and they'll go try to make shalom? I don't know. This is a b'vavecha, so then we'll play, you mean maybe it means he said it privately, he said it in his own... Yeah. Why would someone do that? You need to make a shmur to let everyone know, you know, like, I hate the guy, I'm not doing it, and... But
he's still over the Lysikim Lysita by making the nether.
What?
He's over Lysikim Lysita by making the nether, whether
he's... Yeah, Zev is saying, with the answer to the Kasha on the Rambam, that Lysikim Lysita, he did it privately, he did it quietly, and by doing that, he was over Lysikim Lysita. But woman, but he hated him before he said it, the saying... Is he over it when he says it, the Lysikim Lysita?
Is it because he did something wrong?
Clear that, what?
Don't internalize.
You should say it. The sinner was before the neder, or was when he said the neder? Apparently, that's what he's doing. He has a tiny tail. So he should express it. The sinner was guarding the neder. So the charata of the sinner, then the neder would have never happened. The Pesach, yeah, okay. Good, very good. Okay, we'll come back to Sefirot of Yitzhak Hashem. Next Sunday, the day after Yom Kippur of Yitzhak Hashem, we have Ben Azman, and we have just Chol Moed Baruch. And I want to ask everyone for Mechila in case I wronged anybody in any which way. Just say, I'm Michael, everyone please. I appreciate it, thank you. I'm Michael, everybody.
Thanks for our comments.